From the Heart, July 18. The Call of Moses. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. To the oppressed and suffering Hebrews, the day of their deliverance seemed to be long deferred. But in his own appointed time, God designed to work for them in mighty power. Moses was not to stand, as he at first anticipated, at the head of armies, with waving banners and glittering armor. That people, so long abused and oppressed, were not to gain the victory for themselves by rising up and asserting their rights. God's purpose was to be accomplished in a way to pour contempt on human pride and glory. The deliverer was to go forth as a humble shepherd with only a rod in his hand. But God would make that rod powerful in delivering his people from oppression and in preserving them when pursued by their enemies. Before Moses went forth, he received his high commission to his great work in a way that filled him with awe and gave him a deep sense of his own weakness and unworthiness. While engaged in his round of duties, he saw a bush, branches, foliage, and trunk, all burning, yet not consumed. He drew near to view the wonderful sight, when a voice addressed him from out of the flame. It was the voice of God. It was He who, as an angel of the covenant, had revealed Himself to the fathers in ages past. The frame of Moses quivered. He was thrilled with terror as the Lord called him by name. With trembling lips he answered, "Here am I." He was warned not to approach his Creator with undue familiarity. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Finite creatures may learn a lesson that should never be forgotten, to approach God with reverence. We may come boldly into His presence, presenting the name of Jesus, our righteousness and substitute, but never with the boldness of presumption as though He were on a level with ourselves. We have heard some address the great and all-powerful and holy God, who dwelleth in light unapproachable, as they would not address an equal or even an inferior. God is greatly to be reverenced. Wherever His presence is clearly realized, sinners will bow in the most humble attitude.